That was nice.
That was okay.
That was
really
okay.
Nice.
That's
hi, guest. Here, open the door for her, please. Thanks. Sure. Our guest is coming in studio. Look at here. It's great timing. You know, great timing.
Absolutely. So, Freddie, you had any news to talk about?
Let's see.
We got Tisha B'Av coming up.
Tisha B'Av coming up Thursday.
So Wednesday night it starts.
So, which means if you want to find me at Starbucks, I'll probably be there. Nah, just kidding. I won't be there. But we have our guest has arrived in studio today.
Yeah, we're gonna let her get settled. Maybe not.
Plug in the headphones so people can hear. If you want to hear what's going on. You don't have to have headphones on, you know, but that's for people who are, when people call in, if you don't have the headphones on, you can't hear the caller, but you're not a caller. But you can hear it anyhow.
I'd like to hear it.
It sounds kind of fun. It's kind of fun hearing yourself live on the air when you're on the air. Yeah, you have to, but,
well, you get to hear how you sound, so.
And it's why
don't we let her say her name first?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
How
I'm
you
Jackie
doing?
Jackie Feldman.
The famous Jackie Feldman. Well, he's famous now.
That's exactly what I'm here for.
Bring his microphone a little down. See, you gotta go right into the microphone, believe it or not. It's radio, and if you don't go into it, nobody hears you.
I'm short, and this mic is tall. And
it's true.
I don't think we're all giants in here, though.
Well, these microphones do go up about 7 feet high. Actually, they go into the ceiling if you want them to. They have these big arms, and it looks like monster arms, so.
Well, good morning, Jackie. Welcome to Jewish Community Radio.
Welcome.
I did tell the listeners that you would be here this morning and representing Council Gardens, which is an adult senior living community right in our own backyard.
Yes, absolutely. We're right in Cleveland Heights, and we are actually a senior adult apartment complex for independent living, and we've been around for 43 years.
Right.
Wow.
And I actually heard a piece of trivia about Council Gardens. I was in an office of a former board member going back. He goes back about maybe 10 or so plus years ago. Uh-huh. And he said that Council Gardens was the second HUD 202 in the country.
I actually believe Council Gardens was the first.
The first? Uh-oh.
Hey, all right. What's a HUD 202 for people who have no idea what you're talking about? Explain that, please.
A HUD subsidized facility is a kind of partnership between the apartment complex and the government that provides subsidies to people who can't afford to pay full market price rent.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
And actually, what most people don't know is that your income doesn't have to be really low. It's a moderate income. I don't have the exact figures, but I think that for 2009, for a single person, it is, actually, here, Tom is helping me out here. We have some information here. So for a one-person household, the income is $36,300, the annual income. And for a two-person household, it's $41,500. So that's actually substantial. And HUD does not take into account any savings that a person might have. Mm-hmm. So you might have substantial savings, but if your income falls below those two figures, you would still qualify for subsidy.
So fees qualify then?
We might all qualify, everyone in this room.
Right.
But may qualify twice.
Well, I think where we fall short is that you do have to be 62.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I qualify.
So I was just going to ask that. So in other words, anyone who lives there right now, there's a minimum age of 62.
Yes. Okay. We do have a few residents who are a bit younger than that.
Okay.
But they qualify because they're mobility impaired.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
We do have a couple of residents in wheelchairs, and we were able to modify the apartment units to suit their needs, which is something that not too many apartment buildings will do.
So that means that somebody who actually is, you know, getting ready to retire, they know they're going to, they don't have to wait until they actually retire. They can actually move in and get set up before they before then.
If by retire you mean 10,
I mean at 65, yeah.
Okay, yes. If you take the average retirement age as 65, absolutely. The minute someone turns 62, they can put their application in. Now, there are waiting lists for one and two bedrooms. We also do have studio or efficiency units, and those are sometimes immediately available. And someone who's a single person frequently chooses to move in to an efficiency.
So
and then while they're there, they can continue to be on a waiting list for a one or two bedroom.
And how long is that waiting list?
It really depends. I mean, we don't...
Should I apply now?
Well, let me take a closer look at you.
I can lie about my age. I'm 14 right now.
I don't know about 14, but 24 well, you know, maybe.
But if I have it in advance, you know, I can say, hey, ready to go. I'm next.
You know, the wonderful thing about Council Gardens, which sometimes makes our waiting lists a bit long, is that people don't move out. Once people move in, the only time they leave is when they're ready to go to a nursing home.
I'm ready to go to one right now, so maybe I'll just skip the Council Gardens.
Hey.
We're going to talk about... you know, other than the wonderful work that they do for the people that live there, there's a lot of activities, and mainly, I guess, our motto, we can say, is we've put the gardens back in Council Gardens.
Absolutely.
And who's on the council, by the way?
That would be you.
Me?
You're the council, we're the gardens.
Okay.
We're good.
Let's talk about the gardens that are going on there, because I don't think residents of Cleveland Heights, such as Freddie Taub and Shmuel Yaakov Mann, and myself, before I took my tour there, before our first board meeting, really know what is going on.
Disclosure, Tzvi is now on the board.
You know, really know what is going on there, and you know what they're growing, what the residents have been doing these last couple of years, right in our own backyard. And I believe it's going to be available to the public.
Well, it's been really an amazing kind of process, and I'm so happy to have been involved in it. What makes Council Gardens unique, especially for Cleveland Heights, is that we have almost 8 acres of property right in the heart of the city. And we are so far back from either of the two main streets. We're nestled between Mayfield and Taylor behind the fire station. And it's a tremendous property. It's huge. We were able to, over the past few years, rebuild these really phenomenal, progressive frontline kind of community gardens. And we do have a number of residents who are fabulous gardeners, who bring a lot of experience, who bring really diverse backgrounds in terms of knowing what to raise in different climates and how to work with a variety of different types of harvest. So we are now growing all kinds of organic vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers, eggplant, zucchini, spinach, lettuce,
dill,
basil. We grow all kinds of herbs. We grow radishes. It's too early in the morning for that.
I'm always hungry.
I did notice you said organic. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. We do not use any pesticides. We do not use any chemicals to fertilize our soil.
Oh, I'm done then.
Freddie likes that stuff.
We could have a separate patch just for you.
Yes.
I'm full of chemicals, you know.
Yeah.
Last year we put in a huge berry garden, which will grow only strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries for now, but it's an area specifically dedicated to berries. And the year before that, we put in a fruit orchard with 15 fruit-bearing trees, like peaches and apricots and plums, and we have apple trees. So, and all of this is just now becoming to really bloom and come into full force. And the vegetables mainly right now are for the residents. But as the gardens continue to grow, we will be able to sell some to the general public as well. Last year we had a surplus, and employees of the city of Cleveland Heights were very happy to come over and get our surplus.
What a deal.
Yes, it was really wonderful.
Urban farming.
That is exactly what we call it. This is actually called...
Or suburban farming in this case.
Urban farming project. And we were able to obtain some grant money to support the project, which is really wonderful.
Right, and now that people are, you know, very much into organically grown fruit, people want to support a locally homegrown organic fruit.
Absolutely.
And me being on my diet, I've been eating more peaches and plums than ever in my life.
It's his diet. I see your diet.
I'm telling you,
he's lost weight since I've met him. What are you talking about?
And I grab a banana.
You don't know what he really eats.
I grab a banana on my way out. That's my breakfast. So no more Oreo cookies?
For breakfast?
Right.
Wow.
Those don't grow on trees.
That is an improvement.
Well, I thought it was a fruit because chocolate is a nice bean. Isn't that a healthy bean?
Oh, yes. It's very healthy, especially when you put it in an Oreo cookie.
Exactly. I'm trying to think what the cream would be.
Now, would that be organic?
See, it's, well, you realize
it hasn't
this.
Been sprayed with pesticides.
No. Okay.
Jackie, Sweet tapes cookies to trees so you can claim you harvest them.
That's
fruit. It's not really fruit. Hey. And he hangs the cookie upside down, he calls it a banana. Okay, don't let him fool you. Okay,
that's exactly what my six-year-old does. It would be yes.
So you're saying she's 6 years old? Okay,
I'm
are you?
It's not bad. You're 14, so we're all underage on the mic here.
Yeah, except for me, I have a question. All these gardens, they allow the older residents to use the wonderful line, "Get off my lawn."
Actually, I have to say that one of the things that I keep hearing from the residents is that the gardens have impacted the way that they eat. So we do have a number of residents who are diabetic. We do have residents who were fighting extra pounds, like I hear some of you guys are, and some of you maybe
no,
should
I don't
be.
Fight them. I embrace them.
Or well, some of them gave up the fight.
some embrace, some fight, but... I've heard on a number of occasions from our residents that growing these vegetables and the fruit has really helped them to see a different way of life in terms of eating healthier, getting some exercise, being outside in the fresh air. It mm-hmm. is just, it's just great to see. It's just great to see them out there. They're out there early in the morning and they're tilling and they're watering. And of course, once the harvest comes in, they're picking. We like to think of ourselves as a little community within a community,
mm-hmm.
and we like to think of ourselves as open. So we would like to invite members of the community here in Cleveland who are interested in seeing what it is that we do and maybe meeting some of our residents, taking a look at the gardens. It doesn't matter if you're not someone who would possibly be a resident. We would like for you to just come and visit and see what we're all about.
And that's an open invitation to come down to Council Garden, Monticello.
Mayfield.
And Taylor. Sorry. Mayfield and Taylor. And you can
I have my important question.
Yes.
If I'm invited over, is there going to be cookies?
No cookies?
Only if Sweet Tapes.
Then I'll come.
Only if you eat one of the peaches.
No. How about a peach cookie?
A peach cookie. We could do that.
Okay.
You know what? If you come to visit, we will make you apple crisp from our apple tree.
Now he's going to come.
Any peach cobbler?
Peach cobbler. Absolutely.
But really, anyone can really, you can call 216-382-8625. That's 216-382-8625. Any extension or?
103 is my extension. You're welcome to call me if you have any questions. I'll be happy to answer them. You can schedule a personalized tour. If you have a parent who maybe needs to be in, in an apartment type situation, we have all of us have aging parents who frequently, are in a large house and can no longer manage it and would like to be in an apartment, please give us a call. We'll schedule a tour. We'll explain how the paperwork works. We will actually hold your hand through the entire process.
What a deal.
And it's a really, really nice area. I urge everyone who's listening to come and check it out. It is truly amazing. And actually, you can go outside or the hallways, or whatever you want to call it.
All of the buildings. We have 8 garden-style mm-hmm. buildings, and then we also have a mid-rise building. And all of the buildings are interconnected by glass-enclosed breezeways. And
that's
this is something that... This is actually part of what contributes to us being such a wonderful community for the residents, because they're all able to visit each other year-round. So even when we're experiencing one of our very severe
climate
winters.
As you said, all climate.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Sounds like still, all climate all the time here.
They're still able to, we have residents who exercise in the breezeways, who walk all winter long using all of the glass-enclosed breezeways as their path.
So let me ask you a question, though. Okay, you say you're behind the fire station. The entrance, if I'm correct, is off of Taylor Road, just north of
Mayfield.
So it's kind of like if you're if you're going north on Taylor and you're passing Severance and you cross Mayfield,
yes,
and then you see the fire department, it's the entrance is right after the fire department.
Yes.
Right.
We will actually
on the right-hand side.
The very first driveway on your right, and if you make a right into the driveway and follow it all the way to the back of the property, you'll be at the mid-rise building. That's where the main parking lot is, and you can come into the office through the glass doorways, and we will show you around.
Okay, sounds like a good plan. This is Council Gardens and Jackie Feldman, right?
Yes,
correct.
And she's the boss lady.
I'm not quite the boss lady.
No, you're not quite the boss lady.
Right. So you hear that? All 85 of my cousins and siblings, we're going to be coming rolling through the gardens.
We'll put you to work.
Let me ask one question.
We'll put you to work.
All 85 of them.
Absolutely. I'll give each one of them a hoe, and we will put you to work.
Let me ask you a question, though. Okay, Tzvi, this is a nonprofit, and you now got on the board.
I was asked to join the board by a fellow board member.
Ooh, very nice. So when did you officially join the board?
June.
Yes. So you've been on for a while. And what is your duties been on the board so far?
Well, what we're...
Or have it been duties been,
we're forming committees, and believe it or not, I'm on the / public relations.
No, get out of here.
You know, getting the word
out. What a revelation.
Getting the word out to the community. So this is step one. So
yes.
I want to thank Jackie for coming on this morning. I know we talked about it, and we said we'll do it over the phone, or you could come in, and I'm glad she's here, and she sees what we're about and what we do for the community. So we hope that you'll let the residents know that we're on Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Absolutely.
And Freddie today will take care of our interview so that Jackie can have the interview and either put it on the website that's being redesigned.
Yes.
So for those who want, yes, www.councilgardens.org.
That is correct. Brand new website.
Cool.
And we hope to post our interview up there so people...
Let me go through. Let me take a look. Let's see what it looks like. I'm curious.
It does say it's under construction, but you can still see...
Okay, yeah, then not going to bother.
You can still get general information.
You get general information. You can see the annual report from last year.
It should be finished in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just want to say you guys are great. I had no idea you were doing this, and this is just fabulous.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I promised you.
And we're very lucky to have Tzvi on our board.
Hey, by the way, a website that's under development, it's pretty good.
Yes. But right now, you get the basic information.
Okay.
You can click on the latest annual report, which is for 2007, 2008, which really gives you a good snapshot of what's going on. But they are redesigning it, make it more user-friendly. And
it has your phone number there, which is 216-382-8625.
That is correct.
So, and it's the logo, and it's nice, you see the garden there also, obviously.
Yes.
There's some pictures on the website that you can see of the property, of the gardens, of some of our residents. I don't believe that there are any staff pictures. We don't like to put those up.
Oh, yeah, well, don't put Tzvi in there. Nobody will come to the site. That's why it's on the radio, not on TV.
That's right. Great face for radio.
Hey, I see you're a trip. You were in Israel last year.
We did. We went to Israel spring of last year. And we actually had 26 residents go. It was an amazing experience. And this is actually the other aspect of what makes Council Gardens so completely different from any other place that a senior adult in Cleveland could live, is that we have subsidized cultural events. So, I mean, Israel is a huge thing. We don't do that every year, but, we try to do things like that once every few years.
Like visit cookie factories?
We do. We do visit cookie factories. We go to Blossom. We go to lots of plays. We subsidize things like swimming at the Jewish Community Center. We provide transportation for all of our residents to a variety of different activities year-round. So we have all of these wonderful life enrichment activities that a lot of our residents would not be able to afford or would not be able to get to on their own. And we not only subsidize the activities, but we also provide transportation to all of them. But of course, our trip to Israel was something that was a completely phenomenal experience for all of our residents who went. We had 26 people plus staff on this trip. And we spent 13 days traveling all around Israel, visiting everything you can possibly imagine. And it was just great. And I was very lucky to be part of that.
Well, my experience from being there my first time was that you look at the, as you're walking in the building, Everyone's happy. All the residents are happy. And I even, in my story, I got to know a resident as I was walking out. Long story short, he's into electronics. So you have a lot of diverse people. And I ended up buying a scanner from him and getting to know him. He's into electronics. He fixes things. And it just, it was amazing. And that was my first day there. So truly is a like some of the... Some of the remarks from, I guess these are residents there. It's basically, it's a small paradise. And there's a mix of a lot of different people that are really contributing, whether to society or to just, you know, benefit Council Gardens. They really work together as a team.
Hey,
and they're all happy.
See?
They're all happy.
See? Right? Question.
They're happy.
Does the scanner work?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And you know what?
I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, my God. It does. And I got to tell you, I had one a few years ago, and then, I don't know, I got rid of it. Some nephew took it. I don't know. But, you know, he was sitting out with it, and I started talking to him about it. And he goes, you want to buy it? I go, okay, you know, why not, right? I got to, you know. And we started talking, and the next thing I know, he invited me up to his apartment and showed me a lot of things that he's working on. It was just amazing. You know, the knowledge that he had for electronics and things like that.
So you want to sell it? I'll give you 18 cents.
No.
That's all I got.
No, I now have ears to the community. See that? Before that, you would hear what's going on, but you're like in the dark, so to speak. Yeah. So scanner gives you ears. Ears.
Okay, ears. I just want to say that a lot of the tenants who live at Council Gardens have a variety of different hobbies and talents that
Correct.
They bring to
Correct.
Our Council Gardens family. Mm-hmm. So they are a very active group of people. And so while some of them like to spend their time, you know, getting together and having small dinner parties in each other's apartments, some of them are walkers. They walk. They like to walk in any kind of weather. They like to keep fit. We have people who are park goers. There are people who are fabulous. There are several women who crochet mm-hmm. and knit and sew and create different kinds of crafts. And last year we had a show for the residents.
Like a craft show?
Yes, a craft show, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I saw things that I just could not believe mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. someone could make.
And how was this? I didn't hear about this craft show. How was it advertised? Did people from the community show up? I didn't know about this.
Well, we just didn't invite you.
No, you're probably actually, smart for that, actually, but I'm sorry.
It was not open to the community.
Because that would be a good thing, you know.
We heard about you showing up at 18 cents,
absolutely.
So we said it's 44 cents to invite you.
Well, no, that's just an offer for youth fee, okay? Because I know you probably paid, you got a good deal on that scanner, okay? I know you got a, I know you already.
I did.
We are going to start... having a variety of different events mm-hmm. on the property of Council Gardens that will be open to the community. One of the things we're doing this year is we are actually one of the stops on the Heights Garden Tour. And that's happening on September 13th. And if you don't know what the Heights Garden Tour is, it's basically a tour of a variety of different residences in the city of Cleveland Heights that have outstanding gardens. And mm-hmm. we were chosen as... the refreshment stop. So people will be doing this all day long from 12 noon until 6 in the evening. They'll be touring a bunch of different homes in the city of Cleveland Heights, and we will be their stop in the middle.
Well, can I just warn you better prepare, because there's going to be a guest at the refreshment stop only.
We are
it's not
ready.
Me. Yes. Freddie heard refreshment stop. I think he's skipping the rest.
There's priorities in life, aren't there? I have to be, you know?
Exactly.
I'll be testing, make sure it all works right.
I'm here for the Heights Garden Tour. Mm-hmm. Did you guys start yet?
We take our refreshments very seriously at
so
Council
do I.
Gardens. Perfect. We are a great match. We're ready for you.
All right, and that's Council Gardens. Do we have the exact address? Yes, we do. 2501 North Taylor Road.
That's kind of like, see, Taylor, South Taylor, Middle Taylor, and Pleasant part of Mayfield, you're on. So you cross the street, you're in North Taylor.
Right. As you go down the hill, north. 2501 North Taylor Road, right in beautiful Cleveland Heights, Ohio. And it's 216-382-8625, 216-382-8625, or councilgardens.org. So thank you, Jackie, for enlightening
thank
us
you.
This morning of this wonderful treasure, truly, that we have in our own backyard.
Yeah, stick around for that. You never know. We might ask you a question.
Don't go yet.
Thank you so much for having me.